We are here in studio, and we're talking with the founder of the Legacy 24 Foundation, and that is in memory of Mike Slicky Garner, and we've got Mike Garner in here. Tell Miss hello, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry, my headphone was just falling off here a little bit. I want you to tell us a little bit about this wonderful, unique, accomplished young man who was your son that this foundation is named after. Just we were talking off air a little bit, and we've spoken before. He sounds like quite a wonderful young person.
Yeah, my son was a outstanding young man, well accomplished at work, was financially smart, purchased his first home a couple weeks after he turned 20, was on pace the year of his accident to earn over $90,000 at 24 years old. So he was very intelligent and loving, and would do anything for anybody who needed something.
And he loved to ride his motorcycle.
Oh, he loved to ride his motorcycle. He would, if it was over 30 degrees, it was riding season.
And it seems like from what I'm reading about and hearing about him, he seems like he also had a great sense of humor, liked to have fun, and really, really was somebody who people loved to be around.
Oh, yeah. He liked to, he wasn't the, I wouldn't say the life of the party, but he could create the life of the body, if it makes any sense.
That's wonderful. And now he was taken from you in a very tragic accident.
Yes. In 2017, he was cut off by a delivery vehicle and unfortunately did not survive the accident.
Now, and again, our condolences to you, because it's, I don't think there's ever closure from any situation like that. But you folks have created this Legacy 24 Foundation to honor him and to do good things and good works in his memory. And one of the things that you do, because you do a number of things, is try to bring awareness to people being careful on the highways with motorcycles. Tell us a little bit about what happens here in this month, specifically coming up this weekend.
So starting this coming Sunday, March 26th through April, is Motorcycle Awareness Month in the state of Massachusetts. The governor has signed the proclamation, continue it for another year. On the 26th, we will be manning overpasses and rotaries with motorcycle club members, friends, family, and the volunteers of the Legacy 24 Foundation, roughly about 300 people from the Braintree split all the way down through 495, Route 6 on the Cape, Route 3, holding up signs and just bringing everybody aware that we're back out again for another riding season.
And you know, when you say want to bring awareness, people who are driving in their cars right now and listening, what do you want them to know about when you see, or maybe you don't see, a motorcycle in the road? How can we all be safer?
It's that extra check. The signs say check twice, save a life. And it's just that extra turn, especially on your driver's side, on the side of the road closest to you. That is where most of the fatalities come from, unfortunately, is pulling out in front of a motorcycle. And yes, we realize riding them that we're riding a dangerous, toy that mm-hmm. we own. But it's just that little extra effort, once you realize that the weather is broken and there's going to be a lot of us out there.
And, don't you think over the last couple of years as you've put this together, just with even people talking about this, don't you think that that's made a difference, people even having a discussion about this?
I do. And unfortunately, over the past 5 years, going on six now, that we've been involved with Check Twice, that we've been averaging around 50 fatalities a season in riding, and this year we had 49, and we're going to have them. We do realize that. But one thing that we're a little excited about, and we're hoping to get it a little bit more involved across the state, mm-hmm. is that south of Boston through Plymouth County, Bristol County, down through the Cape and the islands, we only had 9 fatalities out of the 49.
So the 49, that's statewide in Massachusetts.
Correct.
Okay, so that's, considering how populated that this part of the state is, I think percentage-wise, that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good, I think. Last year alone in Plymouth County, we had 9 fatalities in August.
You know, it's interesting too, and when I know that you have the Legacy 24 Foundation, you're not only talking about motorcycle issues, you sponsor other very good issues, and you were one of the sponsors for the big white ribbon campaign gathering that they had recently at the Plymouth Library. Why did you choose something like that?
The white ribbon event is personal to my wife and I, and it was also personal to my son. My son was heavily against domestic violence, so we were honored to be able to, you know, support that event and attend and be able to also speak at the event.
That's a great thing that you do. Now, if people want to get involved with your foundation, maybe do part of the standout, or maybe you want to donate money or find out more information, how can they find out more about what you folks do?
They can go to our website, which is legacy24.org, and there's a tab that says Get Involved. You can send me a message, and I can help you in any way that you'd like to assist us, or if you'd like a check twice signed delivered, we're very happy to do that as well. And then we do have a donation tab on there to receive donations as well.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about today that you think our listeners might want to know about your Legacy 24 Foundation?
I think what we just want people to realize is that, you know, we're out there for the season, and we want to be careful, you know, with each other. And we have to be respectful to them, and they need, you know, we're hoping for the respect on our side. And just being able to continue to raise money to promote the awareness, and then to help other great organizations and other people. We've helped people in need with rent, and we share money every year with the Southeastern Mass Fallen Riders, which is run by a gentleman by the name of Paul Cote. And Paul's organization actually helps financially support riders that are either injured and can't get back to work right away, mm-hmm. or families who have lost a rider who need some assistance in taking care of services and things like
all
that.
All a common theme: be aware and take care of each other.
Absolutely.
Watch out. That's what it all, that's under that general umbrella. I like that. Again, Mike Garner, Legacy 24 Foundation, we wish you well. I know you're going to have a great turnout on Sunday the 26th. We appreciate you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm Christine James.